Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me in waves. When I'm in
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us.
Despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
Thank you for joining us today on this podcast. As we journey through the Christmas season, it's easy to get caught up in the hustle and bustle. But today, let's pause and reflect on the incredible joy that came with the birth of our Savior. Imagine being one of the shepherds on that night, hearing the angel's announcement, seeing the heavens filled with praise, and then witnessing the Messiah in a humble manger. What can their joy teach us about experiencing and sharing the good news of Jesus today? Stay tuned as we explore the amazing story of the shepherds and discover how the Christmas message reflects God's love, His promises, and His invitation for a deeper relationship with Him. The topic is the joy of the Savior's birth, and our Bible text is from Luke chapter 2 verse 20.
Luke chapter 2 verse 20. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Have you ever been so excited about good news that you could not wait to share it with someone? Maybe it was a promotion, a new baby, or even a surprise gift. I remember a few years ago one of my friends called me late at night, just to share that they have gotten their dream job. It didn't matter that it was 11 p.m. They were bursting with joy, and they just had to tell someone. Now, imagine the shepherds on that night, that's over 2,000 years ago. They were ordinary people, tending their sheep under the stars, when suddenly an angel appeared with the most incredible announcement. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. Luke chapter 2 verse 11. And if that wasn't enough, a heavenly choir joined in, filling the sky with praises to God. They could not keep that to themselves. Will you also keep the good news of hope and salvation to yourself? Just like the angels announced it to the shepherd, share it to everyone you meet today. Now let me ask you, when was the last time you were so joyful about Jesus that you just had to tell someone about Him? Sometimes we get so caught up in the busyness of life, or even the holiday season itself, that we forget the true reason for Christmas. But the birth of Jesus isn't just another story. It's the fulfillment of God's promise to send us a Savior. It's a reminder of His deep love for us, and His desire to bring us into relationship with Him. Think about Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6, which says, "For to us a child is born, To us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Jesus' birth brought hope, peace, and joy, not just to the shepherds, but to the entire world. And that joy isn't meant to stay in Bethlehem. It's meant to reach every corner of the earth, starting with us. Will you also spread the good news today? This Christmas season, take a page from the shepherd's book. First, find time to experience the wonder of Jesus for yourself. Just like the shepherds, go, see it and live it. Today, reflect on his love for you, his promises, and his invitation for a deeper relationship. Don't stop there, share it. Maybe it's a simple conversation with a friend, or a kind gesture that reflects God's love. Whatever it is, let your joy point others to the Savior. As you go today, take some time to reflect on these things. Who in your life needs to hear about the hope and love found in Jesus? Are you willing to let your life glorify and praise God like the shepherds did? This season, take some steps and share the good news of hope and redemption with someone. Tell them of God's love and why he sent his son Jesus to the world. In conclusion, the Christmas story isn't just a reminder of what happened in Bethlehem. It's a declaration of God's love for you. It's proof that he keeps his promises. And it's an open invitation to draw closer to him. As you go about your day, remember this. The same joy that filled the shepherds' hearts can fill your heart too. Let the joy overflow and glorify God. And with eagerness, share the good news, because the world still needs to hear it. As you do this, may the Lord bless you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the joy and hope that the birth of Jesus brings to our lives. Thank you for fulfilling your promise to send us a Savior and for the deep love you've shown us through him. Lord, we pray that this message touches hearts today. Help each listener to experience the joy of your presence and the wonder of your love. Stir within us a desire to reflect on your promises and draw closer to you. Father, as we go about our day, fill us with the same excitement and boldness the shepherds had to share the good news of Jesus with others. Let our lives be a reflection of your glory and a light to those around us. We place the day ahead into your hands, trusting you to guide us, protect us, and fill us with your peace and joy. Thank you for the gift of your Son, our Savior. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from the book of Micah chapter 5, chapter 6 and chapter 7. And for the evening, Revelation chapter 12. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a beautiful day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.